In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The time has come. The moment of truth is here. The question is, are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have the strength? Everybody wants to win, but they don't understand what it means to sacrifice to win it all. Everybody wants to be a champion, but are you prepared to work hard enough to become the champion that you believe you can be? Do you think you have the mindset now? Do you understand what it means to get into what they call beast mode? But I'm here to let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't about being beast mode. It's about life and death mode. It's about putting it on the line. It's about pushing yourself and giving it 110% of everything you got. There is nothing that you can do once you're here except finish what you start. When the weakness starts to talk to you and whisper sweet nothings in your ear, you got to recognize that that conversation doesn't help you. That conversation that you're having with weakness is not gonna build you. It's not gonna push you. It's not gonna lift you. You got to recognize that there's work that must be done. You got to be responsible. You got to be capable. You got to be willing to work for what you want. I know sometimes people like to talk the talk. I know some people like to pretend to be something they're not. I know sometimes people say they're a lion, but you can't be a lion if you don't understand the rules of the jungle. So ladies and gentlemen, you got to recognize what it means to sacrifice, what it means to be powerful, what it means to be strong. This is your moment to shine, and if you're not willing to shine, then step aside. If you're not willing to work, then this is not the place for you. You got to toughen up. You got to look up. You got to build up. If you want it, this is the time to go get it. But you got to work for it. You got to believe in it. You got to trust in it. You got to let the power flow through the veins. The blood is real. The blood will push you. The pump that you're getting in this place right now is going to take you up and over the top. But if you're not hungry, if you're not willing to get it, then you're going to starve. You're going to starve because you're not hungry. You're going to starve because you're not willing. You're going to starve because you don't want it. Only the hungry knows how to eat. Only the hungry knows how to fight. You don't have time to step back. You got to go forward. You got to push harder. You got to dig a little bit deeper. Some people, all they do is talk. When you're in this place of business, there is no talking. The only conversation is moving what's in front of you. The only conversation is pushing when you feel you can't push. The only conversation is you against you.
We go through the same cycle. I'm gonna eat better. I'm gonna exercise. I'm gonna cut off all negative people. I'm gonna be optimistic. Come on, we say all these things. I'm gonna execute, execute, execute. 2 weeks later, everything hits the fan. If you study history, you will find that the men and women that turned the world upside down were the ones who got out of their own way. Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Get out of your way! Your insecurity has been in the way too long. Your jealousy, your envy has been in the way too long. The fear you've been wrestling with has been in the way too long. Get out of the way! Some of the most brilliant minds of our generation are high school and college dropouts. Let me ask you a question. When are you going to drop out of the mentality that you are not enough? Please, please do yourself a favor and dispense with the excuses that you don't have time. Dispense with the excuse that you're not good enough. Dispense with the excuse that nobody will show up if I build it, that too many people are better than me. Drop out of the, I tried it last year and it didn't work. No, you didn't work. I get it. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of brokenness. We'll find a lot of trauma. We'll find a lot of empty places. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of failures. This must be the year that you are not defined by your history, but you fulfill your destiny. Why are you here? What were you placed here to do? Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. You gotta be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You gotta eat differently. You gotta work differently. You gotta think differently. You gotta talk differently. You gotta walk differently. If you want elevation, if you want next level, if you wanna see this thing differently this year, everything you do has to change. First, we conquer the day. And then we execute the week, and that week turns into a month, and that month turns into a quarter, and that quarter turns into a year, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're no longer just this motivated onlooker. You are a disciplined, desperate, dangerous fulfiller of destiny.
Whatever pushed you to the ground, whatever knocked you to the floor, from that place, I want you to look it in the eye and tell it, you can't keep me here. Thomas Edison, he was fired from his first two jobs. His teachers coined him stupid, that he couldn't learn anything. This is the man who invented the light bulb. The first 1,000 times he failed. But he was never a failure. He just found 1,000 ways that don't work. You're no Thomas Edison. You didn't try 1,000 times. Try 1,000 times and then come talk to me and tell me you're not enough. Tell me you don't have what it takes. Tell me you're stupid. Tell me you're dumb. Tell me you're slow. Tell me you don't have enough.
You're seeing this thing all wrong, and this is why you can't have your future, because you keep meditating on the mess up. Stop meditating on the mess up and see yourself walking in the mastery of this thing. Listen to me. If you want your future, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, and try again. Try again. Try again. History for many of you is insecurity. History for many of you is depression and anxiety, and that substance you can't shake, and that person you can't leave. History for many of you is, they're better than me. History for many of you is, nobody will show up if I build it. I don't have the time. I'm not good enough. It's time to get out of the way. It is because of you that you are not where you want to be. You are the issue. It's you. Your issue is you. Nobody has lied to you more than you.